Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, finally, Lee, I feel very vindicated today. I was saying this stuff when it was incredibly risky to say it. Warning, don't take that shot. I had hundreds of you communicate with me, email me, and some really difficult emails that I answered. Like, look, should I quit my job?
Yeah.
Several, I am pregnant. Should I get the shot? It'll cost me my job. I told every one of them the same thing. Quit your job. It's not worth it. It'll kill your baby. It'll hurt your baby. We knew that. I knew that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a health professional. I'm a person with a Gab account, and I knew that. Because there were doctors courageously warning every single one of us. There are doctors right now in this community, one of whom is a good friend of mine, who are still treating the COVID vaccine injured because no one will see them because doctors turn them away. Doctors tell them they're crazy. And then they have to ferret out other doctors who've taken the time to understand the dangers and the damages of COVID shots. And I have sent many of you there. They've courageously continued to treat them because there's nowhere for these poor people to go. But at least now we're beginning to speak of it. Ron Johnson, an absolute hero for doing this 55-page report. Shocking what he has uncovered. Here's the background here. For years, he and others have been FOIAing the CDC, the FDA, the Health and Human Services Department. He had at one point managed to get some internal documents back with the death and damage stats redacted. Lee, as if it's like classified data, yeah, like we'd have from an intel agency or something.
Well, it's classified if you don't want certain information out there.
The CDC knew by February of 2021. Keep in mind the shot first really came out for older people to start using in January of 2021. Knew by February of 2021 of, quote, large reports of myocarditis, particularly in young people, following the administration of the Pfizer vaccine, unquote. And they didn't care. They hit it. They hit it. It takes a special kind of evil to do this. And again, so Johnson, now that we have honest dealers, honest brokers in office, they're willing to actually release this stuff unredacted. They knew that the report also highlights documents showing CDC officials discussing, quote, safety signals, unquote, for myocarditis with mRNA vaccines by April 2021 based on Defense Department and Israeli data. So our Defense Department knows this, forced vaxxed an entire generation of young men and women, and knew by April of 2021 that the mRNA vaccine was given was giving people myocarditis. We still don't know the full extent of it, Lee. We're going to find out. It's going to shock the conscience of the world. And again, myocarditis, what is that? Well, you get that. Remember they tried to downplay it at one point? Well, that's like a fluke. No, it's not really. 50% who get it are dead within a decade. Myocarditis. I guess you could be a glass half full person, say the other half live. Cool. For age groups 16 and 17 years and 18 to 24 years, yes. VAERS is signaling myocarditis is a risk. They knew that by late May of 2021. Again, the shot came out in January of 2021 for mass use. They lied about it. They covered it up. They censored people who told the truth. As of April 25th, 2025, and this is, folks, this has been manipulated. This is low. We're going to get to real numbers. VAERS, the reporting system we were told to ignore, had reported 38,607 deaths and more than 1.6 million adverse events worldwide associated with COVID injections. Again, most people around the world aren't going to report to VAERS. Doctors aren't going to do that. That's probably going to be mostly U.S. cases. Of the 38,000 deaths, the report said 25% occurred on day zero, day one, or day two following injections. Now, Lee, just to give you some comparison, that compares to 2,663 deaths reported to VAERS in association with the flu vaccine over 35 years. And I remember all of the roadblocks that they put in a way during this period of you even reporting this to the VAERS, mm-hmm. The numbers are significantly higher, I guarantee. But this is the beginning of the end of this. Listen to that. When you're looking at this, this is Dr. Marty Marcari, okay? Finally admitting this, that the government doesn't actually have any good medical data on what the side effects are. They don't know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Laura Ingraham, Fox News last night, which for them is revolutionary. Okay, they were big pushers of the shot.
You know, we still don't know if any young,
given
healthy,
the risks.
Given the risk of, you know, the thing is, we have not gotten full elucidation of the risks of these mRNA vaccines. Hundreds of thousands of people have claimed that they've been vaccine injured. I take those concerns very seriously.
What are we doing about that?
No one has really looked into it. We're going to start a big national study. RFK Jr. has told us he wants good gold standard science, big giant data reviews. But when you have a condition, a virus that has, you know, almost no impact on severe illness in young, healthy people, that was a group.
He's ahead of the FDA. He's telling you, we don't know. We're going to have gold standard studies to figure this out. We haven't done them yet. Now, the good news is that what RFK has done here, Lee, is brilliant. And he's basically saying to the shot makers, you're going to have to do real medical studies, real data studies on this stuff for us to continue approving it. So go ahead and turn them in.
Right.
And we're not doing it anymore. We're not doing any more, you know, emergency use authorization, quite frankly, crap. We're not doing that. You're going to have to play ball the way every other medical device maker does. You're going to have to prove this is safe. So it's come, you know, too late for many people. But here's the good news. After this, yesterday, Moderna withdrew its application for the joint mRNA COVID and flu vaccine. They pulled it. Why would they do that? They can't demonstrate it works, and they can't demonstrate it's safe.
Well, and that goes.
That's why, after all these years, they can't.
That was my experience with this. I took, my wife and I both took the first two shots of the one that we took. Both of us have had COVID-19 multiple times. The darn thing didn't work.
No.
Everybody in my family that took the vaccine has gotten COVID-19, some of them multiple times. I have some family members who did not take the vaccine. They got COVID-19 too. They survived, and they you know, did not have any serious underlying health issues, because I also know some people who died who got COVID-19. Most of the ones that I'm aware of that were friends of mine, acquaintances of mine, did have some underlying health issues, but they did die with COVID-19. But my thing is, the darn thing didn't work.
No.
At least the one that I took, because like I said, it was the experience of every single person in my family that took it has gotten COVID-19 at least once, some of them multiple times. So if you're being pushed to take a vaccine that doesn't work, and there are risks that you were hiding, the government was definitely hiding some risk, and the drug companies too, I would assume, then why do it? And listen, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, not by any stretch of the imagination. That's not my point. My point is, we were being pushed and told something, this works, this will keep you from getting it, and it didn't.
No, and that's the other flip side of this. RFK, FDA, they're all demanding now you also have to prove, Moderna, Pfizer, you have to prove this works. You have to prove this actually prevents COVID. And again, you saw Moderna yank this yesterday. I'm not surprised, because they can't prove it. This is the beginning of the end. And the beauty here is, if they have to come back with actual gold standard trialed shot data, that's going to be the end of the shot, just based on what we heard yesterday. I mean, yesterday at that hearing, I mean, you watched 3 hours of it. They had an OBGYN testify. He has done peer-reviewed studies on it, which he was referring to. What he said about what it does to pregnant women shocked the room into silence. And this is the kind of stuff that we can talk about. Now, the miscarriage data is so disturbing. It left the room silent. This is a death sentence for babies. Again, I warned you about that too. I was able to do that years ago. I told you no. I begged employers in this market, please, please don't mandate this. Don't do this. You're going to get sued. And anyway, it's not the right thing to do. You're putting people at risk. Don't doubt me. Again, if I knew it, this stuff was knowable. It was knowable. Early on, by the way, I had a pediatrician on to beg you not to give your kids the shot. And she knew way before this stuff. That was my point. This stuff is noble. It's not, wow, we're finding out now. It's they hit it. They censored it. But a lot of people knew and a lot of people tried to warn folks. And for so many people, it's too late. Incredible testimony yesterday. We'll have that when we come back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I love this one. Tara, thank you so much for telling the truth about the vax. It helps strengthen me not to have the vax myself and my family. I know you save lives with the truth. Yeah, at the time, it was one of the two things we've ever been told. And look, my bond with you is this. If I am ever told by, because I don't own this station, by people who do, people who manage it, that I can't say something or I have to say something else, that's never happened, actually. I will tell you. I will disclose it. There's no secrets here. It's only happened twice since I've been on the air here. And one of the things that they said during the COVID vax was that you could only use mainstream media sources. You could not use anything else. And I was desperately trying to warn you not to take the vaccine. And I was trying every day to find out ways to do that. And I found a lot of clever ways around it where I did use mainstream media, but every once in a while they would accidentally tell the truth, you know, far down, or something would come through. One time I actually had a pediatrician on as an original source to beg you not to vaccinate your children with the COVID vaccine. So I found a lot of clever ways around it. I didn't do as much as I would have liked, but I begged you not to take it. I tried to save as many people as I could. And maybe I should have done better. I don't know. But that was one of the few things we've ever been told that we couldn't say. So, you know, I work here. And I told you at the time that was the deal. Those were my boundaries. And I will tell you again in the future if there's something else I can't say, and I'll tell you what it is, you know, or what the parameters are. So I've always been honest with you about that. And I'm glad that I was able to find ways to break through to enough of you, hopefully saved a lot of people who didn't get that shot. I didn't save my own dad. He got turbo cancer. My brother and I, you know, were arguing with him. I begged him not to take it. My brother begged him to take it. My brother won. So my dad had another surgery for that cancer this week. And I'm not going to bore you with the details of it. So we have shot injuries in my family. I've seen it firsthand. cancer that comes out of total left field shocks the doctors with its speed and its ferociousness. Yeah, that's what COVID vax does. We're going to find it all out. I want to play this from yesterday, though. This is OBGYN James Thorpe talking about the 82% miscarriage rate for the unfortunate moms who got the COVID vaccine in the first trimester, under oath yesterday before Congress.
In the now infamous Shima Bakuro study published on April 21st, 2021, in the digital version of the New England Journal of Medicine, 21 authors claimed the miscarriage rate was 12.6%, but the raw data revealed an 82% miscarriage rate in women vaccinated during the first trimester. This figure mirrors the effects of chemical abortion drugs such as RU486. At least six existing studies, three from CDC, FDA, and two from Pfizer, revealed major breaches in safety signals for COVID-19 vaccines in pregnancy. These findings were ignored. Conversely, countless independent researchers with no conflicts of interest published findings that contradicted the false narratives and the pharmaceutical industry narratives, only to be rewarded by persecution, censorship, and threats to their medical licenses and board certifications.
OBGYN James Thorpe continued, and this raises a lot of questions about the future, because that shot in mice, don't have it in humans because emergency authorization, destroyed 60% of ovarian reserve. What does that mean? That's 60% of your fertility. Women have, you know, ovarian reserve. We're born with all the eggs we will ever have. And then over our lives, our ovaries produce them 1 to 2 at a time, right? That's ovarian reserve, 60% gone. What does that mean for girls vaccinated when they were 3, when they were 5? We don't know. We'll go find out. But the problem is it was possible to know. And they censored it, lied, and covered up. Here's James Thorpe under oath before Congress yesterday.
On February 8th, 2025, our team of researchers published a peer-reviewed study in Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law. We identified 37 adverse pregnancy outcomes significantly associated with COVID-19 vaccine, including miscarriage, stillbirth, birth defects, cervical insufficiency, premature rupture of membranes, preterm birth, and death of the newborn. Lynn and colleagues in a major journal publication documented that the COVID-19 vaccine traverses the placenta, enters the fetal bud, and bioactively produces spike protein in the placenta and the lining of the uterus.
They knew.
Recently, animal studies revealed the mRNA COVID vaccine causes the destruction of 60% of the ovarian reserve in rats. This catastrophic public health failure was financed with taxpayer dollars and channeled through federal agencies to medical gatekeepers such as the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, ACOG, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, ABOG, and the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, SMFM. These organizations have abandoned their ethics and responsibilities to physicians and patients and must be held accountable. I urge the government to immediately halt all funding
yes,
to these entities.
Defund them. And they do these. A signal has to be sent to doctors. You cannot trust these organizations anymore. Do your own research. Save your patients' lives. They are all fundamentally corrupted and have been by the Democrat Party. Texter writes, you should see the text line. Oh my God, the outpouring pain every time I talk about this. I know what it's like. We dealt with it in my family. This is my dad's story. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I lost my dad, brain tumor the size of a lime 6 weeks after getting the shot. Another texter writes, hey, Tira, I run a holistic IV clinic. We work with many people who have problems from the jab. It's much worse than the sheeple can imagine. Oh, I know. Texter writes, Tira, you should research an oncology update. I've heard oncology departments are swamped because of COVID vax turbo cancers. Yeah. Another texter writes, Tira, and yet Fauci gets a presidential pardon. No, that's why he got a presidential pardon. That's why he knew. And there's a lot of stuff about the cover-up Laura Ingraham did last night that she specifically called out Fauci. We'll get into that coming up in the next hour. Texter writes, Tira, my father-in-law got second shot, had a heart attack. Now, as a pacemaker, hasn't been right since, and he has never taken one med in his life. Tara, my mom's, this is another text, lunatic doctor, has given her 6 COVID shots, and she has only one kidney. I don't know how she is alive. Me either. Texter writes, Tara, thank you for warning your audience about the COVID shot. I was researching mRNA technology in 2018, continue researching COVID. One of my sources is a practicing physician who already had 60,000 hours of research on the topic in 2021. Horrifying. There is a reason they never used mRNA before. They had the technology for years. Folks, when one of the developers of the mRNA vax, whose name is on the patent, calls up the Trump administration and says, stop, don't do this. Anyway, texter writes, hey, Tara, I feel the Cleveland Clinic is also to blame. They gave my son, my 28-year-old son, I don't know what a default is. That was their word, diagnosis of a heart condition that now involves an ICD in his body. They use the word atypical in this diagnosis. He's the only one in our family that got the shot. I think the Cleveland Clinic was covering. I don't know about the Cleveland Clinic. I'm sorry. I'm just reading the text line. Texter writes, and an uncle went to the hospital the same time with COVID. She ended up in rehab. He went on a ventilator, never came out. He died. They're terrible what they did with the ventilators. We're going to get into all that too, is the truth. All of this is coming out because of RFK. Guy is a hero. This is why I wanted him for HHS secretary and why there was no one else who could do this job, Democrat or Republican. It's also why they hired Mike Pence to try to stop him. They don't want you to know any of this. Texter writes, Tara, remember, victims of COVID shots cannot sue due to legislation. Not true. They could do it two ways. They do it state court, and that's getting ready to happen. You're going to see massive lawsuits as the truth comes out here, especially after what Ron Johnson just put out. You can see that. And even with the emergency authorization that gave them, if you are fraudulent, you withhold dangerous data from the public to do it, you can get around it. The attorney's going to get around it. Folks, I said this from the beginning, and woe be to these big local employers that mandated this. You're about to pay out big. I told you not to do it. Folks, this is becoming a weekly occurrence. Lunatic leftist hepped up on fake propaganda coming out of our universities shows up somewhere and tries to hurt somebody for just because they're Jewish. Classic anti-Semitism spinning out of control on the left. Credit me, I warned you about it years and years and years ago. I said it is spreading like wildfire on Twitter. And back then, Jack Dorsey still owned it. When right-wingers were being censored for everything under the sun, but if you were a left-wing socialist Democrat leading man, you could spew all of the Jewish hatred that you wanted, and you wouldn't be stopped. In fact, I swore they were amplifying it. And I wasn't the only one. Meghan McCain said the same thing. She called out Jack Dorsey. You got to stop this anti-Semitism on the left on X. You're going to censor conservatives. You might as well censor them. He didn't. And now we are where we are here today. Absolutely beautiful young couple. So tragic. Just made the mistake. 2 Israeli embassy staffers shot and killed outside an event in Washington, D.C. They were at the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington. It's an event hosted by the American Jewish Committee. He had bought her an engagement ring. Beautiful couple. He'd bought her an engagement ring, but hadn't given it to her yet. Now, instead of going down the aisle their wedding, they'll go down the aisle together at their funeral. They're going to bury him together. Where is this coming? Folks, coming from less than 48 hours after Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who has been totally vindicated here, was absolutely flambéed by the Democrats. Folks, are you noticing what's happening with Democrats from every angle this week? Whether it is Monica McIver, who, yes, Representative Nancy Mace, you were absolutely right, should be expelled from Congress. Zero tolerance for assaulting federal police. Why? Well, we had zero tolerance for January 6ers who assaulted federal police. They did 3 years in prison. Some of them more, 15, 16 years. Spent a lot of time in solitary confinement. That could benefit her, too. Folks, the irony of this. When January 6ers did it, it was horrible, jail time. When Democrats do it, it's protest. It's just our protest. That's all it is. We're just protesting. That's all we're doing. When Jews can't come to school and they get warnings from the faculty, stay home, you might be hurt, why don't you go to school online? Democrats say free speech. Now it's not violence when we do it. Now they're showing up. They're showing up at the mayor's, at the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania. Josh Shapiro menacing him. Who? Liberal left-wing Jew hater, hepped up on the anti-Semitism on the left. We have to crack down hard. And the way you do it, you take their visas. They are bringing them into these campuses. They are spewing the anti-Semitic rhetoric. And it is spreading like wildfire. Here's former Israeli ambassador Danny Dion and Carly Shimkus this morning. They nail this.
Well, we don't know a whole lot about the suspect just yet, although we do know that he's 30 years old from the Chicago area and apparently a member of a radical left-wing group that advocated on behalf of Palestinians. What do you think about where he was radicalized?
You know, the first thing I did when I heard about this terrible news is to see in which college he studied. And yep. He studied in the University of Illinois in Chicago. Then I went to the social media of students supporting Students for Justice on Palestine, so-called Students for Justice in Palestine. Actually, they are students for the annihilation of Israel in that specific university. And I found that it's one of the most vicious, most virulent, one of the most nasty chapters of this terrorist sympathizing organization.
Exactly.
So, you
what
know, when in the legitimate discourse, protected discourse in these colleges, this include statements like globalize the intifada, eliminate the state of Israel.
Folks, we are 3-2-1. They'll come for Christians. Oh, it's only a second till they do. Folks, this is why I keep hammering. Even the Biden administration admitted the funding for the violent anti-Semitic Democrat marches came from Iran. Even Joe Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby, admitted it. The Democrat Party in Iran are merging. Hamas in the Democrat Party are merging. That is what Marco Rubio is trying to disrupt when he is taking these visas. I want to play this for you quickly, okay? There was a Zoom meeting last week. I've been meaning to play this, where all of these lunatic anti-Semitic student groups, many of these kids are here on visas. They're not even Americans. They don't come here to learn. They come here to spread hate. But what else do they come here for? Well, they were discussing it openly on Zoom. This is one of the officials in the Sam Idown. He's an official. It's the Sam Idown movement. They're on many, many campuses across the country. Take a listen to what he thinks his job is on campus. His name is Mohammed Khatib.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
See why the Democrats love them? See why they're marching with Democrats grassroots? Let me play this again. Once we get Palestine, we're coming for America.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
He's not even from here. What is he doing here? Listen to his accent. We could have taken anybody. We take this guy? This is Representative Temple University Students for Justice talking about the need to free Mumia. Why? Cop killer. Then listen to what else he says. This is what they think their job is. This is why Democrats love them. This is why campus administrators hand them student visas.
We will free Mumia because it is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism and the system of extraction that it relies on to perpetuate itself. And we will do it by organizing in a manner that actively undermines and destabilizes the legitimacy and the, you know, power of the state and the power and legitimacy of capitalism.
We're done here. Folks, again, this was a Zoom meeting with all these student groups, okay? They're not hiding it because they know Democrat officials in these colleges and universities love this. This is what gets you a visa when you can't pass remedial math at Harvard. But that's okay. Because Marco Rubio is not cracking, he's not breaking, and he's not buying the Democrats' ridiculous idea that we need to protect these people's free speech? What, so they can plan the downfall of America? Again, what you're hearing there is what I'm saying. Jews are only the first step. These people are going to be blowing themselves up inside churches and shooting up churches, just like this guy shot up the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington. They're just starting with Jewish people. It never ends. They're not with groups like this. Oh, the pretends. You could cut it with a knife. Mike Johnson, everybody's standing around smiling, acting like passing the big, beautiful bill in its current form is a victory. Great press conference this morning. It broke that they passed it. Weird they didn't mention the bond markets once in the press conference. Wonder why that is. Wonder why that is. It's not me, folks. I'm not doing it. It's bond buyers. And what you're watching, folks, it's not just our bond market, okay? It's the Japanese bond market, too. Nobody's talking that down. There aren't enough physical buyers left for the debt. And what is our solution? We'll flood the market with more. Why not? And this whole excuse of, well, you know, they're just talking down the market. They did do that. They did it April 2nd. They lied. They hoaxed. They tried to tank the stock market. Didn't work. Didn't work. But see, it wasn't just our bond market. It's Japanese bond market too. Why? There are not enough physical buyers of debt in the world to purchase the debt being dumped by Congress right now. And here's your problem. Headlines. Dow sinks 800 points as bond markets start to freak out over Trump's tax bill. Bloomberg. Bond market warns Trump Congress of dangerous swelling deficit. Yahoo Finance. Bond market jitters rise on narrative shift from positive tariff news. Okay, well, that's the left, right? Shoot, folks, here's Barron's. They're left too. They're trying to short a thing up. Why it isn't time to panic about the 20-year Treasury auction yet. I wanted to throw a positive one in there. So there we go. But that's just the left. I mean, it's not like right-wing sites like Zero Hedge. The terrifying implications from today's dismal 20-year auction. What happened yesterday? All the Republicans had to do, this is not hard stuff, okay, was listen to Ralph Norman. Just begin the process of cutting. Our deficit's $2 trillion. It's going to be $3 trillion. That's the track we're on now. Just, you know, cut $250 billion. Throw a dog a bone. Just show them, hey, we're going to get this under control. That would have shored up the bond market, create more buyers, right? No, they can't even do that. They're too damn selfish. They're too selfish. All smiles. Too damn selfish. So when Zero Hedge agrees with CNN, agrees with Yahoo Finance, agrees with Bloomberg, agrees with the Japanese bond market, agrees with bond buyers, you know what, folks? This ain't sustainable. And they had a chance to put us on the right track. You know what they should have done? This is not hard stuff. Doge found $500 billion a year spent on programs that have been discontinued. Some of them over 40 years ago. Just cut it. Just cut. That's it. Just hand the bond market an olive branch. Instead, Trump beat the crap out of Ralph Norman, Chip Roy, and Thomas Massie and people like me. Why? Just cut the deficit by a quarter. That's all we were asking. Just a little bit. Give us something. Give my children a future. Nope, too much. Too selfish. And they tell me I'm supposed to shut up or I'm a rhino? I don't know what the way forward is, folks. These Republicans are dangerous.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.